So is there a link between how you walk or a change in your walking pattern and perhaps an early sign that you might be suffering from Alzheimer's?
Well, they haven't established the link yet. These are papers that were presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Vancouver. And so they need to be published and reviewed that way. But they are suggestive that there is something to be said for the changes in how a person walks, their gait, the speed at which they're walking, how long their stride is, their cadence, and how those tend to relate to certain areas of the brain and how the brain functions. So each of these particular studies looked at this and they came up with the same conclusion. So at least there is some conformity with regards to the outcomes. And they were relatively, one of the studies from the Mayo Clinic was about 158 people, others were over 1,000, but they all showed the same thing, that when there was, for example, variations in cognitive function, the gait did change, and it was a progressive change all the way from when you were mildly cognitive impaired, your gait was slow, but when you developed Alzheimer's disease, the gait was even slower. And they were very careful to say that although this showed some particular association, for example, how quickly people process information tended to affect their gait and rhythm. So if they were slower in figuring out problems, their gait was altered. If they had difficulty with executive function or cognitive function, their pace and the variability of their pace seemed to be affected. But memory, interestingly enough, Mark, memory impairment was not linked at all with any of the gait disturbance. It happened to be just processing speed of the brain that was the main factor. So
your ability to solve problems and that type of thing was linked. There seemed to be a decline in that at the same time as there was a change in your gait, but not a decline in your memory.
That's right. And they actually used brain scans to show the areas of the brain that were affected at the same time as the gait disturbances, and found
right.
that these particular areas were linked together. But and they were very, very straightforward to admit that this may be an early way to detect Alzheimer's, but doesn't replace a comprehensive neuropsychological test. In fact, if anything, this would lead to this further evaluation as opposed to using this as your sole means of saying, you know, we think you may have some memory impairment or developing early Alzheimer's disease.
But it could be an early clue that if you notice that change in yourself or in someone else, that that might be a reason to go have some testing done.
Absolutely, because there are other things that can affect gait and your ability to walk. So there is that. But again, that's exactly what it is, Mark. It just is a means of perhaps detecting it earlier. You have to determine how sensitive a test it is, how accurate it is. But nevertheless, it just leads you to do other things to try and prove or disprove whether that indeed is the case.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.